Dear Mr. Sharon, my name is Charles Wren, and I'm going to assume that you'll at least hear of this, if not listen to this. And first, I wanted to say thank you, if you are listening, for listening. And I didn't prepare a script or anything. I kind of just kept thinking about things in the world today, and it's difficult for me to ignore what's going on. See, if I could just take a moment to explain that when I started doing this website, I thought what I was doing was looking at world events and comparing them to things that were said in public, because I just thought things weren't going quite right. And I didn't ever really intend to do more than that, and I started looking into things and noticing things that I'd been taught by my father, you know, the traditions, the values, the heritage he handed down to me. And just so you know, I'm basically a skinny white kid. No, I'm 47 years old, and of Dutch-German heritage. My father was in the military. I really still don't really know what he did. And let's just say that I was raised to, number one, respect all people and to treat them well. And I was especially taught to protect the Jews of the world, you know, in Israel especially. So I want you to really understand that I am not against you at all. I'm all for you. And that's, anyway, and interestingly enough, as you may have heard about me, or maybe you'll learn, that I've had a number of experiences that, strangely enough, all add up to this point in time and history of the world. I've experienced a lot, and it's not all been very pleasant, you know. Like most people, I've had really good times where I've created things and people have been good to me, and I've done very well. And then there's other times when I just get off into my own world and, you know, forget or something. You know, something goes wrong. I'm not keeping my guard up, or, you know, I'm not being whatever. And then things go wrong, you know. And so please understand, I'm not trying to say that there's any blame here. We're all people, you know, we're all in some ways just all built by our experiences. And so I want you to know that I'm not saying any of this to be critical, but I'm just, see, I did some courses with some men in Monterey in 1990, and they were both Israeli soldiers in the 1967 war, and they were having a real hard time. We'd do these courses for 12 hours a day, and I'd go back to my hotel room and sit up with them all night and process them through everything that we had gone through the day in the course. And it was difficult for them. One actually withdrew from the course. He just couldn't bear to be with it. See, he knew that he had to do what he had to do to defend his country back then. And it still hurt him inside, and it gave him this sense that, if you know, like he was gonna defend it no matter what, and it was still difficult because of what he had to experience. And we cried together a couple of nights, and it was sweet, and at the same time it was sad. And part of the sadness comes from the fact that I would do the same thing for my country. I would defend it to the death any day of the week, so long as I knew that my country wasn't provoking something that was unfair or just not correct. You know? I mean, I understand the use of military force, and I respect it, and I'm not for it, but I respect it. Same like when you go riding through the forest, when you know there are bears that are hungry, you carry a gun and you got to be willing to use it, because if you hesitate, you're dead. So I understand it. I was raised to understand it. It was part of the heritage passed on to me that I took very, very seriously, otherwise I wouldn't be doing this website. So let me get to the point. I don't want to waste your time, but I wanted you to know a little bit about me. Like, I'm all for you. Okay? I'll say up front, I'm all for the Palestinians as well. But I'll talk to them in a moment in another recording. But what I really want to say to you is that, you know, whatever the media reports, however we interpret what occurs, whatever information we get that shapes our opinions and our values and our ideas, that I understand that when you, quote-unquote, went out of bounds and broke the rules and won the war, that it was the correct thing to do. And I think that inside of your experiences, and I don't want to take away from what you're experiencing, having your population attacked day by day. That isn't right either, at all. But somewhere in this world, and I'm not saying it's going to be you or it has to be you, but somewhere in this world, someone needs to take a courageous stand. Someone needs to really understand that, you know, Gandhi, what Gandhi was talking about wasn't about Hinduism or Islam. It wasn't about a religion. It was about a state of being whereby peacefully we could actually resolve things on the basis of it having been fair for everyone. Like, no advantages. You know, as I'm not saying everybody should have the same amount of land or anything like that. I'm saying if we could just understand that what's fair, what's right, you know, it's like we all know that the next biggest crisis in the world is going to be water, especially if we don't manage our environment, but that's the biggest challenge. And so to meet that challenge, the only way we're going to do it is to find a way to give up all the pride and the parts of the heritage that have to deal with strike first or be stricken, you know? That whole mentality, I mean, I understand it. If someone came in and invaded my house and I had a gun and they had a gun, they'd be dead. I guarantee you, I don't hesitate if I pull a gun. Because I won't pull a gun unless there's a reason. But still, somewhere, I mean, if you want to build a fence, do it in a way so that it's clear. And feed them and take care of them. Make sure they're taken care of instead of a... Of all people, you should understand oppression and understand I'm not trying to blame you. I'm just saying, somewhere, someone has to take a stand for peace. And if you want to bring in, you know, troops from everywhere but America, and I do that because we should not be involved in any more military actions right now. I mean, that's another subject. But create the barrier, but take care of the people. Look at it in a way that makes sure the resources will be managed and will be done in such a way that it's fair, that they can live just as well as you can live. It seems so simple, but we get so caught up in this territory thing as people and as men and as women and as employees and employers that we get so alienated from each other as these roles instead of the human beings that we are. You would not be doing what you're doing if you didn't have a heart that loved your country. But that's the way everybody in the world feels. I don't understand all of the religious parts of it. I don't pretend to. I will. I will. You bet I will. But I just know. I just know somewhere along the line, if you just read the New Testament as a piece of literature and realize when you look at what's occurring that you are part of that book. Now, I know Patton believed in reincarnation and stuff, and in some ways I kind of do too at this point. I've had some very strange experiences. But nonetheless, there's all this wisdom in you. And I know that every person in the world wants the same things, and it's pretty simple, really. They need food, they need shelter, they need love. And propagation is the fourth thing, but if people have that, they're pretty darned happy. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't be capitalistic or anything like that. I don't have a problem with capitalism. I just don't care about money. I just need enough, you know? But if we could all just at some point embrace that, that it would create something bigger than just the need to be defensive. And understand, I'm not letting anybody off the hook. It has to happen. See, it has to happen where one person does it and then someone else reciprocates. And if the other person doesn't reciprocate, then you put the wall back up. Nothing more fair than that. Somebody's got to try. Somebody's got to. Because what's going to occur, if you believe that book at all, what's going to occur is the destruction of a great deal of this planet. Just by the power of the weapons and the scope of the disagreements of the world, they couldn't possibly do less. And if it doesn't stop, it won't be long before it's too late. And this planet won't be ours to really have. It'll have us. Seems kind of pointless. And all it takes is for each of us caring for each other as we would want to be cared for. That's all it is. It's that simple. And so I would just ask you to consider what I said and appreciate it if you even hear of this. But I guess I just wanted to speak it into existence. And I appreciate your time. You take care.